race. Asa Hutchinson added, I want to see everything I can do to make sure there is the alternative and that Donald Trump is not the nominee of the Republican Party. That's the first thing, and let's figure out how to do that. The U.S. House Select Committee lawmakers probing the assault on the Capitol Hill on 6th of January 2021 concluded in their final report, released on 22nd of December, that Donald Trump was to blame for the deadly incident and also charged him with orchestrating the riot in a failed attempt to cling onto power after losing the 2020 election. The report asserted in its executive summary, the central cause of 6th of January was one man, former President Donald Trump, who many others followed, placing the mob invasion of the Capitol within a multiple-part plan to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The 845-page report produced after months of witness testimony heard by the bipartisan 9-member panel said, President Trump or his inner circle engaged in at least 200 apparent acts of public or private outreach, pressure, or condemnation, targeting either state legislatures or state or local election administrators, or overturned state election results in the 2 months between the election and the Capitol riots. The committee also made a series of 11 recommendations for actions that Congress should take to prevent efforts similar to those to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election from happening again. It also made referrals for the Justice Department to pursue 4 criminal charges against Donald Trump. Trump said the American people have been deceived with lies about the 6th of January 2021 attack from the House Select Committee investigating the incident. He said the House Committee cut the part of his speech at the rally at the Ellipse preceding the unrest, out in which he said demonstrators will be walking to the Capitol peacefully and patriotically. But he also said in his speech that people must show strength to take back our country and called on people to fight like hell. The U.S. newspaper The New York Times has also covered the same story. The release of the full report was the culmination of the panel's 18-month inquiry and came 3 days after the committee voted to formally charge Donald Trump with inciting insurrection, conspiracy to defraud the United States, obstruction of an act of Congress, and one other federal crime as it referred him to the Justice Department for potential prosecution. While the referrals do not compel federal prosecutors to take any action, they sent a powerful signal that a select committee of Congress believes the former president had committed crimes. Representative Liz Cheney, Republican of Wyoming, and the vice chairwoman of the committee wrote in the report, "Our institutions are only strong when those who hold office are faithful to our Constitution. Part of the tragedy of 6th of January 2021 is the conduct of those who knew that what happened was profoundly wrong, but nevertheless tried to downplay it, to minimize it, or to defend those responsible." The report contains the committee's legislative recommendations, which are intended to prevent future presidents from attempting a similar plot. The panel has already endorsed overhauling the Electoral Count Act, the law that Donald Trump and his allies tried to exploit on 6th of January 2021 in an attempt to cling on to power. Among the committee's recommendations were a possible overhaul of the Insurrection Act and strengthening of the enforcement of the 14th Amendment's ban on insurrections holding office. The panel also said Congress should consider legislation to bolster its subpoena power and increase penalties against those who threaten election workers. And it said bar associations should consider whether any of the lawyers who aided Donald Trump's attempts to overturn the election should be punished. In addition to its focus on Donald Trump's actions, the report went into great detail about the supporting cast of lieutenants who enabled him. Mark Meadows, his final chief of staff, and the lawyers John Eastman, Rudolph Giuliani, Jeffrey Clark, and Kenneth Chesbrough were named as potential co-conspirators in Donald Trump's various attempts to cling on to power. Trump bashed the report on his social media site, Truth Social, calling it highly partisan. The British newspaper The Guardian has also covered the same story. The Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger said in an interview on Sunday, 1st of January, that he believes the Department of Justice will do the right thing and bring criminal charges against Donald Trump for his role in the attack on the U.S. Capitol and on 6th of January 2021. Adam Kinzinger told CNN's State of the Union political talk show on Sunday morning, 1st of January, he said, "I think he will be charged, and I frankly think he should be charged." Adam Kinzinger was one of two Republicans on the democratically led January 6th Select Committee, which wrapped up its investigation before the new Congress began its work, when Republicans assumed the majority in the House, followed last November's midterm elections. Adam Kinzinger led one of the committee's sessions last June that focused on pressure placed on the Justice Department by Donald Trump or his allies as he strove to persuade them to overturn his 2020 defeat by falsely claiming the election was blighted by widespread fraud. He has represented Illinois in the House of Representatives since 2011 and was speaking following the last sessions held by the committee and on the eve of his departure from Congress. Adam Kinzinger also slammed Republican leaders for maintaining Donald Trump's influence on the U.S.'s political landscape by playing down the significance of the Capitol attack and Donald Trump's incitement of the riot, and often backing Trump's lies about elections being rigged or stolen in favor of Democrats. He blamed the House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who is currently battling to become the new Speaker of the House, as the reason for the former president remaining such a force in U.S. politics. Adam Kinzinger said, "He's the reason Donald Trump is still a factor. He is the reason that some of the crazy elements of the House still exist." Kinzinger said McCarthy had visited Trump at his Mar-a-Lago, Florida residence shortly after the January 6th insurrection. That show of mutual support at a pivotal moment resurrected Trump's relevance in U.S. politics, strengthening the right. Adam Kinzinger added, "Donald Trump should consider Kevin McCarthy his best friend, because Donald Trump is alive today politically because of Kevin McCarthy." He noted that the then Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and other Senate Republicans failed to convict Donald Trump during his historic second impeachment trial for inciting an insurrection.
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Calabas Lampage. We're welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi and Shaykh Rouhani are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom for today's discussion. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about a part of history in which Reza Khan, the then king of Iran, tried to unveil the women, in fact, to remove the Islamic hijab from the body and the head of the women, the scarves of the women, unveil them, and somehow bring a kind of new westernized lifestyle into Iran on that time. Was he successful or not? Sayyid Mohsen, let's start with you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, obviously, he was definitely unsuccessful. And the reason is that when we look at the psychology of a society, mm-hmm. or when we want to know about a society, every society has some beliefs.
Yes.
And especially when we talk about the Iranian society, if you look at the Iranian society, we see that the Iran from last 5,000 years, you know, the people of Iran is living in the same area. They're not from the immigrants. They did not migrate to have the rulership. Whereas, for example, you know, the Turkish, they were somehow moved to the different places. They yes. migrated in order to have, you know, their, we can say, like, rulership and all those. But when we look at the Iranian history from, like, Hakhamanashi, like they say, like that
yes.
time
yes.
onwards.
Comedians. Yes.
From that time onwards, yes. we see that the Iran has its own emperorship.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it has its own traditions, which is rooted into the Iranian nation, we can say. Like hijab, when we talk about the hijab, yes, one of the perspective of hijab is the Islamic view of that.
Yes.
But even before Islam, they had a proper clothing.
Yes.
You know, it's in the tradition. Like if you talk to the people who are living in different, like, far places in
yes.
Iran, when you talk about the culture, culturally they were having the veil.
Yes.
It was culturally rooted.
Yes.
So what Reza Khan was trying to do with the backup of France, mm-hmm. basically,
yes.
what they wanted to do is they wanted to change the mentality of people.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to force people to unveil themselves, especially the women, so that they can have this Western secular culture within the Iranian culture.
A lifestyle, yes.
The lifestyle.
Yes.
Whereas the Iranian people are full of Iranian culture,
yes.
and it's impossible for anyone to do
so
that.
So you want to say that beside Islamic culture, Iranians
yes.
there have chastity, okay?
Chastity and
yes,
all these things
yes,
are rooted in the Iranian
yes, yes.
nation.
It is very much interesting that even Salman Muhammadi, Salman al-Farsi,
yes.
has told Prophet Muhammad about the way of the clothing and dress code of the Persians. And it had direct role on the hijab of the women of Arab Peninsula on that time, okay?
Yes.
The women that were living on that time. Even in the stones and in the documents that exist today from the pictures of the old Persia, you could see that the women are covered from top to toe. And this is really fascinating. But because of a trip of Reza Khan to the Turkey and seeing Ataturk, you know, changing all the lifestyle of the people, he has decided to change the lifestyle. Unfortunately, Qiyam-e Goharshad, the massacre of Goharshad took place, and the other cases. Okay, Shaykh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. How do you look at the Reza Khan's efforts to unveil the women, and he was not successful?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, of course, as our respected guest says, that he was not successful, definitely. You know, there are many reasons that why Reza Khan was not successful in this regard. First of all, we should understand that hijab or observing hijab is an Islamic rule or ruling that it has its, let's say, roots in a very, let's say, ancient or historical kind of tradition and culture. and a kind of social values that we've had throughout the history in this area, in this region. So it has its own, let's say, strong and powerful principles based on which the Islamic laws and Islamic legal system and rulings are based by these scholars. This is the first point.
Yes.
It is not something that could be changed during, for example, one day or in one night. It's impossible. Yes. The other point is that, unfortunately, at that time, the King Reza Khan and Ataturk and Amanullah Khan and the three countries, Islamic countries like Afghanistan, Iran, and Turkey, they were actually supported by these modern or, let's say, secular kind of regimes in Europe.
Yes.
They wanted to forcefully change the culture and the traditions of the society, Islamic society. It is completely wrong to dictate the people how they live, how, for example, they, let's say, take their lifestyle. It is totally wrong because other kings, other, let's say, invaders, attackers in the history, they were not also successful in this regard. So that's why when you dictate the people from outside how to observe, for example, your lifestyle, that is totally wrong. It will never succeed, not only in Iran and any other areas as well. So that's why it was a mistake, because at that time it is said that once one of the Maraja at that time issued a fatwa against tambaku. That's very much famous.
Mirza Shirazi. Tobacco movement,
Of course.
Ban of tobacco.
You see that the women and the daughters and the family members of Reza Khan followed this fatwa.
Yes.
And let's say accepted this fatwa and they followed the Maraja Taqlids. You see that it was Maraja who ruled.
Of course, that was for the time of Nasiruddin Shah.
Nasiruddin Shah,
So before Reza Khan.
Before Pahlavi. That's why we see that even at the time of Reza Khan, it was the Maraja. Like Ayatollah
Burujerdi, Ayatollah Khansari, Ayatollah Sayyid Hussein Khomi, as known as Agha Tabatabai, Sayyid Abu Qasim Kashani. That's why when Muhammad Reza, the son of Reza Khan, comes to the power, he abrogates Qanune, because unveiling the women, the law, because of the presence of Maraja.
This was, I mean, it was Maraja, it was ulama and scholars who governed the people actually in reality, not the kings, not the, let's say, the presidents at that time.
That's right.
The other point is that nowadays you see in Turkey, the people wanted to make hijab as something legal. There are a group of people in Turkey. While the case was vice versa in Turkey, because Ataturk actually tried to unveil hijab to leave aside these kind of Islamic rulings. But nowadays, after these many decades, now the women, now the people of Turkey came to this conclusion that no, that was the correct way, the true way to observe hijab. I mean that this observing hijab is something coincide with the nature of the people. Women,
Of the women.
As you rightly mentioned, chastity, dignity, or something that every woman wants that. And that is why when you help and support women to be more dignified, that's why they will welcome it, of course, if they would understand correctly and truly that hijab is something for the benefit of them, not the others. It's a kind of the way of protection, way of saving guard them against the strangers, against the bad people, not to be misused or abused. This is the way that the Muslim women observe hijab. This is the reason, actually.
There is also another famous figure, Ayatollah Muhammad Taghi Bafqi Yazdi, who Reza Khan came into the holy shrine of Lady Fatima al-Mahziba with his women without hijab. And that's why that Ayatollah Bafqi, you know, raised his voice, and he was sent into prison and exile, even he was, you know, beaten hard by Reza Khan. That why do you say this is the holiest place in the world? How do you dare to enter the women into this place without hijab, you yourself? You know, and the strong position of the, as you said, Maraja on that time, and even the women, you know, because there were so many women on that time with hijab, so they stopped sending their girls to their schools. The schools were shut down because of this, and so many public, I mean, among the ordinary people, has also raised against this position. Okay, Sayyid? Your final remarks.
Well, obviously, there is a philosophy behind this, why these things has not happened. And it cannot happen in any country.
Okay.
I'm not just talking about the hijab right now.
Yes.
I'm talking about the roots of something when a change comes. For example, you know, nowadays we're talking about the Islamic banking. Some of the people or economists, they're thinking of applying Islamic banking into the Western countries.
Yes.
For example. Or maybe the Western banking system into the Islamic countries. This is not possible. Why? Because, you know, for example, if you are talking about the Islamic banking, it can only be applied in the Islamic society.
Yes.
And not in non-Islamic society. Similarly, you know, the Western banking system that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Why today in the Muslim countries people are talking against it? Why people are talking about no interest, you know, banking system?
Yes.
It's because they are living in a Muslim society where the system, banking system, is non-Muslim.
Yes.
So anything which is not in line with the teachings of their religion in a society, it cannot be applied
mm-hmm.
in any case.
Yes.
Either it's about the veiling. You know, if you want to unveil the woman in any country,
yes.
for example, Iran, Pakistan, or anything,
yes.
you need to make them non-Muslim first.
Mm-hmm.
If they leave their religion, yes, they will unveil themselves.
Okay, then they are not allowed to leave.
But, yeah. So,
okay.
so that's the case.
Okay.
That's the case. Similarly, yes. if we want the Western people, like an atheist,
yes.
living in America and Europe,
yes.
I don't know, Christian or Jewish, wearing the veil or hijab, if they don't have that in their teachings, if they don't have that in their religion, they will never follow you.
Yes.
Either if you say like these are the benefits and you look more prettier, I don't know, it's the
yes.
modesty and all those.
Okay.
You bring all these reasons.
Yes.
Because this is not something which is in their society. It's not in their beliefs. That's why you cannot even with the politeness or force by
yes.
forcing them. You can make
okay.
them to have the hijab. So one of the main reasons of Raza Khan and the today's, you know, this woman, I don't know, freedom and the things that are going on in Iran.
I think the main
right
slogan
now.
Is, that's right, Zan Zendegi Azadi,
yeah.
the woman, we can say life,
life
and freedom.
Freedom.
Yes.
Freedom.
Okay.
Why? Like they say like there's a force veiling, the force of, you know, having hijab. Why this movement is failing in Iran? Like they want to unveil everyone, they're burning their scarves. It's because the people of Iran are the Muslims, and especially Shia Muslims, who follow Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salam alayha, who
yes.
follow the Hazrat Zainab Salam alayha, Lady Zainab.
Yes.
So such people will never listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you say like in media, whatever, you talk about this. Why? Because people are, the roots of the people are in Islam.
Yes.
They're rooted, the beliefs in Islam. And more, the most important thing is that this area in its culture, these things are rooted.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot take culture of someone away. So that's
the religious
yes.
culture. That's right. Sometimes the people want to be more Catholic than Pope himself.
Yeah.
you know,
yeah,
you want to be looked like a Western woman, you know, in the Western country, regardless of the fact that even in the Western world, if you look at it, for example, 50 years ago, the chastity and the dress code
yes.
and the coverings were more and more.
Yeah,
and this is really a problem of the 21st century, that how the people are invited and encouraged to be nude, to be naked.
Yeah,
and nudity, according to the official statistics in the Western world, is the main cause for sexual assault, sexual abuse, underage raping, underage
yeah.
sexual activities, unwanted pregnancy, abortion, and all of that, okay? These are all the problems that are mainly rooted in
yeah,
nudity and sex appeal that is unfortunately advertised by the Western powers. And Sheikh, your final remarks, sorry.
Yeah, the very reason by which Imam Khomeini succeeded,
yes.
that is the reason that why Reza Khan did not succeed.
Uh-huh.
You know, because the women of Iran supported Imam Khomeini,
yes.
Rahmatullahi alayhi.
Yes, yes.
And this was the reason
yes.
that tells us that Imam Khomeini's idea,
yes.
slogans, let's say beliefs, were totally and comprehensively in line with the hearts of Iranian women.
Yes.
That's why they supported Imam Khomeini and they did not support Reza Khan.
Yes.
This was the reason that Reza Khan did not succeed.
Yes. So many of the religious communities on that time did not went to the movies because nude pictures were shown on the movies, you know, and the women were not satisfied exactly by what they had as a woman in the status. you know, the status of the woman was degraded, and because of imitating the Western lifestyle, the Iranian woman, who was respected because of her hijab, because of her covering the body, was now changed into a sex tool for the men and a tool of enjoyment. And we can't say, as you said, the late Imam Khomeini stopped all of this. Okay, that's right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani, Sayyid Mohsen, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of why Reza Khan was not successful in unveiling the women of Iran. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
I know that you could easily take away everything you've given me, and I try to remember not to take anything for granted.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. Please don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.ir. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and we now present you a brilliant description of the Holy Quran by Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, the last and most comprehensive heavenly scripture that God Almighty revealed to our father, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. A covenant he brought unto you, and an heir he left to guard you. That is the eloquent book of Allah, the truthful Quran. The brilliant light, the shining beam, its insights are indisputable, its secrets are revealed, its indications are manifest, and its followers are blessed by it.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. Please log on to our website, www.parsetoday.com/en.
the anti-terrorism commander. General Soleimani, the man whom the oppressed called the anti-terrorism commander. After the emergence of the ISIS terrorist group in 2014, many countries in the world, in addition to Iraq and Syria, felt this grave danger, either directly or indirectly. It was a danger that threatened the future of humanity. Children, women and men in West Asia were experiencing extremely hard times. They were witnessing their homes and cities being changed into ruins and becoming the slaughterhouses of their loved ones. Obviously, the people of Iraq and Syria needed the quick help and assistance of other countries in such a situation. Meanwhile, Western coalitions and groups were formed to fight and destroy ISIS. But in reality, ISIS positions were not attacked or threatened as was expected. And in places, this terrorist group actually continued to advance with increased strength and persisted in instilling terror. Videos of ISIS trucks carrying stolen oil without being obstructed in any way from Iraqi refineries to outside the country in order to ensure the economic life of this terrorist group, despite the access of the US-led coalition to superior intelligence and reconnaissance capabilities, raises serious doubts as to the intent and aim of the American anti-ISIS coalition. In this environment, the reaction and willingness of General Qasem Soleimani to answer the appeals of the besieged, oppressed people of West Asia for help draws attention. The liberation of Amirli was one of General Soleimani's most noteworthy counterterrorism accomplishments to ensure the security of the people of the region. Amirli, a town 170 kilometers from Baghdad, was besieged by ISIS for about 3 months in 2014. The siege on Amirli was so severe that its citizens were severely deprived of water, food, and basic necessities. The main purpose of ISIS's siege on Amirli was to bring about the collapse of the city, to be able to eventually massacre its people. As a result of the long, severe siege, and the minimal access that external reinforcements had to the city, the hope and strength of the defense forces inside Amirli diminished drastically. Under these circumstances, General Soleimani announced that he was determined to enter Amirli to encourage and unite the forces. Ultimately, he made his way into the besieged city. Amirli was finally liberated with the help and management of General Soleimani in August 2014. If this had not happened, Iraq would have probably witnessed the fall of Baghdad too. General Soleimani, a commander who wanted security for all the oppressed. West Asia is a region that is home to people from different ethnicities, religions, and denominations. With the rise of ISIS in the region, all these people were put in danger and threatened. General Soleimani was the commander of the Quds Force of the Islamic Republic of Iran. That is, he was the Shia commander of a Shia country. But his approach included all people, all ethnicities, and all religions in an effort to bring security and defend the oppressed people of the region. While Christians in the West Asian region found themselves heavily entangled in the grip of ISIS, the Christian governments of the world had left them alone for all practical purposes. In the meantime, General Soleimani made relentless efforts to ensure the security and peace of the Christians in the region. The statements of the Christians themselves prove this fact. General Soleimani's approach, which included all religions, is worth noting in his effort to bring peace and security to all Muslims in the region. A significant part of the activities of this Shia Muslim commander of a Shia country were focused on promoting peace and ensuring security for the Sunni people of the region. Undeniably, this Iranian general's approach was not limited to the time after the appearance of ISIS. As a senior military commander of the Islamic Republic of Iran, General Soleimani made serious, substantial efforts to support the cause of the freedom of Palestine, which is a country with a Sunni majority, over the past two decades. In Palestine, 99.9% of the people are Sunni, but we defend them.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam dinna.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about characteristics of a Muslim wife.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. Too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
We'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 14th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1444, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of the month of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of January, 2023, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. It's better to learn about a verse from the Holy Quran and the point of it. Verse 1, chapter An-Nisa for today. We'll listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Ya ayyuhan nas ittaqoo rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidatin wa khalaqa minha zawjaha وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا.
O mankind, fear your Lord, who created you from one soul and created from it its mate and dispersed from both of them many men and women. And fear Allah, through whom you ask one another and the wombs. Indeed, Allah is ever over you, an observer.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The first verse of this surah addresses all human beings. The content of this verse is a message to mankind as a whole. It invites them to piety and being in awe of Allah. He, Allah, created Adam's wife from his nature, not from the limbs of his body. Basing on a tradition from Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, the creation of Eve from one of the ribs of Adam has intensely been rejected, and it has been stipulated that Eve was created from the rest of Adam's clay.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Wa darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا
Dear brothers and sisters, this is today's special, and as I told you, we're going to speak about the characteristics of a Muslim wife. As this world is a stage that leads to the hereafter, in which man is tested to see what he will do, so that he will be requited for it on the day of resurrection. What the wise Muslim must do is seek in this world everything that will help him to attain happiness and bliss in the hereafter. The most important help and support is righteous company that begins with the Muslim society in which he lives, then with choosing pious friends, as the Prophet enjoined. Do not keep company with anyone but a believer. Then finally, he should choose a righteous wife who he hopes will be the best companion to help him attain eternal happiness in paradise with Allah. May he be glorified and exalted.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear and sisters around the world, Assalamu Alaikum, and welcome to this show. This is Ali, and inshallah I will be with you with the topic that we are going to pause and discuss. That is the characteristics of a Muslim lady, a Muslim woman. All of us humans, in order to be able to move on the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, has drawn for us, we need to follow those who know the path and have taken steps in it. They are none other than the infallibles and saints of God. They are the models of human beings. In the meantime, if we want to introduce a suitable role model for Muslim women, a role model who excels in all fields and is at the pinnacle of humanity and knowledge, we cannot introduce anyone but Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, daughter of the Holy Prophet of Islam. In this show, we try to mention some of the characteristics of that noble person, not that noble lady, so that she can be a model for all the humanity, men and women, specifically women. The first characteristic of her was her tahajjud and ibadah and worship. Regarding the worship of Lady Fatima salamullah alayha, it is enough that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "O my angels, look at Fatima, how she stands in front of me, and her body parts tremble because of my fear, and I have engaged her heart in my worship. Witness, may I protect her friends and she is from the fire of hell."
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Most important characteristics to look for in a Muslim wife is taqwa or piety. The Quran and Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all, are our best source of guidance for the qualities to look for a potential Muslim spouse. Allah tells us in the Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 187, "They are a garment for you, and you are a garment for them." When choosing a potential partner, we need to consider if they can fulfill the role of being a garment in our lives. Again, Allah in the Holy Quran in chapter 7, verse 26 says, "The best clothing is righteousness." This is one of Allah's bounties, so perhaps you will be mindful. From this, we can clearly understand that the greatest quality to look for a future partner is taqwa. Taqwa is basically the ability to guard oneself against evil and to have good consciousness. This is today's special, and we'll listen about common rights and responsibilities of a wife. Sociability is one of them. Wives and husbands must behave properly with one another and observe fine etiquette. The Quran declares, "And consort with them your wives in honor and equity." The word ma'ruf, which has been used in this sense, is the opposite of munkar. Munkar means wicked and means behavior that is approved by both reason and religion. Even though this verse is addressed to mean men, women also hold this obligation. Husbands and wife must be kind, well-mannered, cordial, cheerful, compassionate, helpful, sympathetic, courteous, just, truthful, supportive, trustworthy, loyal, well-wishing, and polite with one another.
In one tradition, one of the companions of the Holy Prophet describes his own wife to Rasulullah. He says, Ya Rasulullah, inna li zawjatan idha dakhalt talaqqatni. Ya Rasulullah, I have a wife who when I arrive home receives me at the door. Wa idha kharajt shay'atni. And when I prepare to depart, she follows me to bid me farewell at the doorstep. وَإِذَا رَأَتْنِي مَهْمُومًا قَالَتْ لِي مَا يَهُمُّكَ. And when she sees me distressed, she asks, what troubles you? إِن كُنْتَ تَهْتَمُّ لِرِزْقِكَ فَقَدْ تَكَفَّلَ لَكَ بِهِ غَيْرُكَ. If you are concerned about your livelihood, know that such affairs are resolved by your Lord. وَإِن كُنْتَ تَهْتَمُّ بِأَمْرِ آخِرَتِكَ فَزَادَكَ اللَّهُ هَمَّا. And she would say to me, and if you worry about your hereafter, may Allah increase your concern. A smile played on the lips of the Holy Prophet, and he said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عُمَّالًا وَهَذِهِ مِنْ عُمَّالِهِ لَهَا نِصْفُ أَجْرَ الشَّهِيدِ. The Holy Prophet says, God has agents, and she is one of God's agents. For her is half of the reward of a martyr.
That is an important topic to discuss. So inshallah, we follow and learn more about it. So we meet you soon. Have a nice time.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? Told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer, I'm a believer.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en. Thank you. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.